Ladies and gentlemen, around the world, this is comedian T.K. Kirkland. You listen to the T.K. Kirkland Podcast. Well, other than that, how you been?
I've been real good. So trying to make it one day at a time in this crazy world.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think? I'm hearing, like, there's a little problem somewhere. What do you mean?
Recently I had this, like, situation where I was with this woman. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Like, pretty much we were, you know, like, she used to do my hair. And, like, she got into, like, this situation where she, like, got kicked out of her house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I let this girl move in with me.
Go ahead. Don't listen to me. And I already know how that went, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, you know, the person ended up being, you know, like, pretty much, I wouldn't say crazy, but just, you know what I'm saying? Like, way different than me, you know? Like, we had different, you know, like, opinions and all that. And, mm-hmm. like, this person just felt, like, entitled to, like, all my stuff. You wow. know? Like, it was there.
No respect for your shit. Like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It felt entitled to touch anything, go in your refrigerator, open your doors. Like, they paying the bills over there.
Yeah, you know, and then, like, you know, when something went wrong or didn't, like, when they didn't get their way, you know, would try and use, like, that excuse, oh, like, I'm a woman or I deserve this.
Mm-hmm. But felt entitled, but wasn't bringing nothing to the table or anything like that. Oh. So, basically, she wasn't even polite.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can feel entitled, but if a woman is polite, you don't mind doing for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If they ask to do something before they do it. Oh, you mind if I open your door? You mind if I run downstairs and use your bike? You know, as long as they ask, it shows that they respect. They was raised right, in a sense.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what this girl's situation was. Because, you know, like, the first night, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, first night, you know, we having a good time. What's it called? Like, the first night was just really weird, you know, because, like, we're sitting up. We was high, you know. Smoked a mm-hmm. little bit, you know, like, we're in a good mood, we're watching a movie, you know, like, I get into bed, you know, and, like, what's it called, like, I have, you know, like, my remote, you know, I get into bed, and she's already in the bed, you know, and then, like, we're watching mm-hmm. the show, and then she's like, where's the remote, and I'm like, you know, I got it right here, you know, with me, and, you know, she's like, let me see it, and I'm like, for what? And, you know, she's just, like, you know, just keep saying, like, let me see. And I'm like, for what? And, you know, like, at this point, you know, we're going, like, just back and forth, you know, like, and it's, like, not funny anymore, you know. And it's, like, and I just straight up tell her no. And then, you know, she, like, gets all mad and stuff and says, you know, what is it? Because, like, when she moved in, you know, like, I told her, like, I want her to be, you know, comfortable, but, you know, not too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, you know, she's saying, you know, like, so I told her I would sleep, you know, like, on the couch and all that. It's like a single bedroom. Yeah. And she's like, well, you said you could sleep on, you would sleep on the couch or whatever. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not asleep, so.
Right. So she gonna say to you, I thought you was gonna sleep on the couch and it's your place. So you mm-hmm. being a gentleman at first to let her sleep in your bed, but it seemed like it got sidetracked a little.
Yeah.
So what did you did you wind up doing?
Well, this is like that first night, so you know, I'm like, you know, freak it. What is it? I'll just, you know, sleep on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I did say that, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's just like, you know what I'm saying? She's still a woman, so, you know, like, I still, you know, like, I try to be a man of my word, but it's like, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then, like, you know, like, the second night, you know, she's like, what's it called? Like, pretty much, like, you know, we just... Like, you know, in the morning, I wake up, you know, I come back in there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know, sorry, you know, for how last night went. And, you know, she's, like,
mm-hmm.
she's claims, like, you know, that she's spiritual. And, you know, I don't have, like, you know, no preference against, like, or not, what is it, preference? Like, you know, like, I don't judge,
right,
you know, like, people, like, you know, for what they
right.
choose. But, you know, she's, like, this, like, super spiritual, and she's like, yeah, I can't believe that, what's it called, you know you felt that way about something real, like, what is it, materialistic or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, and like, and in my mind it's like, well, if that's the case, why did you, you know, feel some type of way about it? And it's not even
right.
yours.
Exactly. I like the way you put that, because sometimes, well, a woman can make things sound convincing by the way she says it, but not think about what she just said. Like what you just said. Like, okay, I can't believe you was tripping up some materials, but okay, motherfucker, but you trying to get it from me.
Mm-hmm.
And your house, your apartment, your rules. That's just life. And you was doing her a favor.
Mm-hmm. But man, TK, it got even worse. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, man. Okay,
this chick was here for like 3 weeks. Cause you know, like, I'm not gonna lie. So like the apartment that I have, I share with like my roommate. So
mm-hmm.
we got like our own bedrooms, our own showers. The only thing we share is like we share our living room and a kitchen and laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, they had already, like, you know, like, I still got to go to work at the end of the day, you know.
Right.
And, you know, keep the place going. And apparently, like, this is maybe, like, 2-3 days in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's it called? She's, like, messing with, like, the thermostat, you know. We used to, like, we live in Texas, so it's, like, humid, you know, and we like to keep it nice and cool here. And she got the like heat on, and she's like going back and forth with like my roommate, you know.
With your roommate, she was going back and forth.
But yeah, like turning it on and off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then like my roommate like texts me, like I get off work and my roommate texts me, and like my phone is hooked up to like my iPad, and like I got my Apple Watch, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I left that in my room, and like she freaking, I guess she like, you know, like seen the notification off of like my iPad,
right,
and texted me talking about so it looks like you already know what's going on or whatever. You know, because like my roommate was like, can you tell your lady friend to stop touching the thermostat before I, you know, put a lock on it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the 3 weeks goes by, and what did you wind up? Did it get worse after the thermostat?
Oh, yeah, because, like, there's this situation. And I'm already tell you, you know, I done fucked up because, like, before she even, like, moved in, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm pretty sure she had done this before, like, you know. We had, like, because, you know, I wanted her to feel comfortable, you know. So
right.
we had this room share agreement, you know, pretty much saying, you know, that she could stay for, you know, 3 weeks maximum, you know. And, like,
okay.
the minimum would be a week, you know.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like I said, I did it, you know, I only signed it just because, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, at the time we were together for a little bit, you know, She got kicked out.
Oh, so y'all was, so y'all was together. So you guys was together at one time as a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she felt entitled. Okay, so she was fucking you at one time. Y'all stopped fucking. And then as a gentleman, she got put out of her place and you thought it was the right thing to do to help her out. But instead of her being very thoughtful and considerate, she took advantage of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why she felt entitled. So she turned in the thermostat. She's probably eating up everybody's food and not even asking.
Well, nah, I mean, she wouldn't really. So, you know, she's like I said, I don't like judge people like what they believe in, but like she was like real spiritual and she was like vegan, you know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
And, you know, this person, I swear, I've never seen nothing like it. Like, she told me that she believes that, you know, she was like the reincarnation of like Cleopatra.
You should have ran. You know,
and I'm like,
now, did she say this to you before she moved in with you?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm not going to judge, you know, like God gave us free will. If that's what you choose to believe in, you know, then, you know. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, she was, like, she would try to, like, you know, try to push that, like, on me, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, she tried to push that on me, like, heavy, talking about, like, you know, we got to be vegan and, what is it? Part of the reason, like, why we broke up, because, you know, like, what's it called? Like, she was trying to, like, one day, you know, we're both off and, what's it called? Like, we're going to the park, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what's it called? Like, it had just rained, you know, we're, like, at this park that has, like, a lake.
Right.
So, like, the grass is wet and all that. And she's one of those, you know, like, she, like, you know, she says she likes being around, like, nature, you know. So she'll, like, take her shoes off and, you know, like, mm-hmm. say that we're, you know, she's recharging from, like, the earth. And, you know, like,
right.
I still don't judge, you know, like, if that's what you,
right,
you know.
Right.
So, like, you know, she's telling me, you know, she wants to race, and I'm like, all right, cool, we can, you know, like, yeah, we can race from, like, here, you know, in, like, the grass area, but it's like, you
mm-hmm.
know, she takes off her shoes, and then she wants me to take off my shoes, and I'm like, nah, I'm good, you know, it's wet, you know, like, you're still gonna lose either way, but, you know, like, I'm trying
right.
to be playful about it, and then, you know, she's for real, like, you know, trying to get me to take off my shoes, and I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, she gets mad at me, because I don't want to take off my shoes and race in the grass.
Right. And how did that lead? After the eye, okay, she got mad. But what did she do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was mad. So, you know, she was like, you know, well, can you take me to, you know, go get a smoothie? And I'm like, you know what? All right, fine, you know. Because, you know, like, she was just mad from then on and, you know, quiet and, you know, so we go to get smoothies, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, because she's vegan, she gets, like, the kiwi, apple, kale smoothie or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she don't even go in with me, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I'm going to just wait here. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in there, you know, I buy her that drink. And then I buy me, you know, like, a peanut butter shake or whatever, a peanut butter
right.
smoothie, you know? I come back out, and she's like, did you get you the same thing that I got her? And I'm like, no. And she's like, you know, she's mad that I didn't get the same thing she got. And she's like,
wow.
I'm going to give you a chance to go back in there and get right. You know, and I'm just,
wow.
in my mind, I'm like, huh?
What the fuck? This is interesting,
then,
you know. I've never heard that like this before.
You know, and then, like, so, like, she gets mad, you know. And I'm like, no, I'm not going back in there. I was like, I paid for this, you know. Like, if you want, you know. Like, yeah, I just told her straight up no. And then, you know, she, like, gets mad and takes both of her, both the drinks and throws them out the window. And, you know, Like, I done told my brother about this. He was like, yeah, you were better than me, because, shit, I would have left that bitch outside with,
right.
with the smoothie.
Yeah, so true.
But, yeah, like, so I ended up taking her home, and, you know, like, that's how, like, we ended up breaking off. And then, you know, like, 2 days later, she calls me, and she's like, yeah, I just got, you know, like, kicked out of my place.
Yeah, I could see why she got kicked out. Who was she living with?
So, like, she was living in, like, some, like, it was like an Airbnb situation or whatever. I guess
mm-hmm.
she's been moving around a lot like that, you know? That's what she
right.
said.
Well, you should have never even dated a person like that that wasn't stable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy. And not only is it crazy, it's dangerous. You know, women kill men too now. They sure do. See, we have to stop thinking that because a person's a female, they won't cause you no harm. Now, she moving around one place to another, you could truly be in a situation, you let that girl in your house, and she could have killed you and your roommates. I know that's a little bit extreme, but when you get to be a certain age in life, you have to think of all the consequences, because there was no upside to what she was doing, especially once she got in your home and was disrespectful with the heater, disrespectful with the fucking smoothie, and threw it out the window. And then you as a gentleman trying to bring her in, and why she want to sleep on the couch when y'all was just fucking a couple of days ago? But thank God he wasn't fucking up, because it possibly could have got the girl pregnant. Imagine having a child with that kind of woman. You've been crazy for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. I swear.
You've been crazy for the rest. So what wound up happening to her? Where is she at now? Is she in jail? Is she in the same asylum? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We parted ways, you know, because, like, that, like, her agreement, you know, was up, like, a week or two weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's it called? I helped, I didn't really help, but she got her own, like, a hotel, I guess, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But, like, it was still, like, crazy, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I tried to get her out, you know, like, at the minimum, you know? Well, not really get her out, but, like, you know what I'm saying? We were still, like, arguing, you know, like, after that minimum amount of time,
right.
you know? Like, I personally, like, waited, you know, because it said, like, the minimum, you know,
right.
was a week. So, like, I waited a day after that just to make sure, you know, she couldn't try and be, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, like, yeah, she was one day, what is it? It was, like, during the eclipse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get off work, and then, I had school, and I came back, and she was talking about, I thought you would, be gone. It was like, I got off, like, 12, and she was like, I thought you wouldn't be back till, like, 2 o'clock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what's it called? I was just needing some alone time or whatever.
Wow.
You know, and it's like some alone time. And I was like, you know, I'm not trying to like argue with you because, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, bet, you know. I was like, yeah, in my mind, I'm like, all right, I'll give you some alone time. So, you know, I just, you know, showered, changed over, and then I went to go see a movie. And then, like, I didn't tell her, you know, where I was going. You know,
right.
like, we're not together, you know. Like, and you're just
mm-hmm.
like, you know. And then, like, you know, she's blowing up, like, my phone and stuff, you know, like, calling me,
crazy.
Talking about, oh, yeah, like, where I'm at and all that. And, you know, I just ignore it because, you know, I'm in the movie theater, you know.
Right.
But, so, like, I get back and then, you know, I'm just talking on the phone. And then she, like, leaves. She, like, gets an Uber to, like, go get her, like, nails done, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see her leave, and then she calls me, and is like, what's it called? She says, she asked me if I could bring her something to eat. You know, and
this
I'm like,
is a pain in the ass.
You don't even know. And then, like, the crazy thing is, like, when she asked, you know, I was like, I'll get it for you, you know, like, after you're done, you know.
Yeah,
on the
you're
way
a
back,
nice guy,
you know?
Dog. You're a nice guy. You are really a nice. You put up with more than you were supposed to. You put up way more than you're supposed to. Way more.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to appreciate that one day. You just got to stay to yourself for a minute, focus, and let these lessons teach you who to stay away from. Because for every man who's been through a bad relationship, every woman who's been through a bad relationship, you know what the lesson is? The lesson is anytime you meet somebody and that person reminds you of the most horrible person you've met in your life, that tells you to stay away from that person. So you didn't really lose. It was a lesson. It was a valuable fucking emotional lesson, but it was a lesson. And that's what you get out of that. So anytime you out, today, tomorrow, next month, next year, and you meet someone, give a fuck how fine she is, if she has any resemblance of not look-wise, if that person reminds you of it, if that person that took you through hell, get out the relationship no matter what. What's crazy is that I was thinking about a situation like that. I don't know if I was dreaming it. I was just thinking earlier today about I wanted men, when you let a girl come in your place and you got to argue over the heat, over the thermostat, that bitch got to go. Because I remember being on a date once, we're in a hotel, and me and this girl going back and forth about the damn air and heat. And it was so irritating, I couldn't wait for her ass to leave.
Because you're hot,
but you're cold, and you want to be hot. If she's hot, she wants to be cold. So you adjust it one way. Oh, they wake up early in the morning. Did you change the heat? Did you change the, did you cut the thermostat? I ain't got time to hear that shit. So no, that's what you do, family. So where's the girl at now?
So the last I seen her, I dropped her off her stuff at some hotel that she had found last minute. Shoot, somewhere in Dallas, yeah. But, you know, shoot, after that, you know, shoot, I blocked her on, like, all social media, you know.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Now, I'm glad. Stay to yourself for a while, my man. And I'm going to invite you to one of my shows when I come to Dallas. When you get a chance, go to livenation.com. Look at the date that I'm coming there, and I'll give you 2 tickets to the show. My fuck, I'll probably give you 4 for you and your roommates.
Oh, okay, bad. Thank you. That would be much appreciated.
Yeah, so we all can hang out and talk and all that good stuff. So that's what we'll do. But I'm so glad it worked out for you. I'm glad you're not a violent person. You threw the bitch down the steps. I'm glad you didn't touch her. Because if you'd have touched her, she'd have owned you. You'd have touched her, it'd have been over, dog. She would have ran that thing to the ground. You abused her. She'd have stayed in your apartment while you was fighting your case. Then you'd have to come back, and she still could be there. Oh, that'd have been bad. So stay single, family. When you date, don't let nobody move in with you. You don't move in with them. Stack your money. Eventually, you want to get your own place. Now, even though when you read what's going on here, they driving up the rent every day. Like, greed is so bad that it's truly destroying the world, and I see it. I was in Paris, and they had a one, not even a one-bedroom apartment. It was like a closet. All right, look at the size of a small closet, and imagine just around the bend there's a toilet and a shower, and they wanted $1,800.
That's crazy.
Insane. I mean, three people couldn't fit in there, and they wanted $1,800. So nobody, the governments, to me, are not thinking ahead of time, right? They're not thinking next month, next year, 20 years from now. Because if they need to put type of, what's the word I'm looking for? They need to slow down the process of how rent is getting high. Regulate, that's the word I'm looking for. They need to regulate capital and how people use, they take abuse of rent, take abuse of cars. Like everybody, it's somebody, well, it has to be stopped because it's out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do now, everybody, what you got, you keep. But rent should come back down. There's no way in the world a car should cost $3.5 million.
Yeah.
No way. But we got cars that cost that much. Look how bad the homeless situation is getting. Well, all them people ain't crazy. Some of the people just can't afford the fucking rent. And then they're about to pass a law that the homeless cannot sleep on public property. That's going to cause chaos. Because most of the people, what do they do? They stay out in front of people's stores. They camp out in front of people's houses. They camp out in front of stadiums. They're about to pass a law that all that's going to be illegal.
Yeah, I'm seeing that, I think. But yeah, it's crazy because, like, I don't see there's that many programs to help the homeless, though, either.
Well, here it is. They do have programs for them, but the people who are running it are not trying to fix it. Because if you fix the homeless problem, guess what? The people who have jobs won't have jobs no more. So the government is giving the state money to do the stuff, but nobody is regulating them, so they're keeping the money. Look at how crazy the system is with the people coming from Mexico, right, through the border, mm-hmm. right? And I have nothing against everybody should have a chance in America to survive. But what they're doing is they're pushing the people out who already are on Section 8, who are already living in these apartments. They put them out and put the migrants in. Give them $400,000 a year. They get all these benefits, right? So I was telling people, a man or woman now, if you live in America and you're homeless, you got to find a way to get to Mexico and come back as a migrant to get a check. Yo, this shit is crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the TK Kirkland Podcast. I was really looking, I didn't know that I talked to this brother, but I'm glad that I spoke to him before. But I'm glad that we had a conversation again today. And to everybody that's listening, it's good to help people out, but do not let them move in your motherfucking apartment or your home. It could be the most dangerous thing you could do because some people, like, you heard what he said, entitlement. Sometimes people take advantage of the situation. Sometimes people kill you. So please, if it's a person trying to move in with you, come up with some type of excuse or a lie. Or just look them dead in the eye and say, nah, I don't think that's a good idea. I wish you the best, family. Make sure you look at the Live Nation thing. Text me, you see it, and then call me like 2 days before and the day before, and I'll give you guys tickets to the show because I know that the House of Blues.
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, so we'll have a good time. And I wish you the best. Stay away from the crazy hoes.
Yo, yes, sir. You have a good day, too.
Okay, you too, family.
Come spend the night with me. I'll take you to ecstasy.
Men, let's face it. As we get older, our bodies change. The largest percentage of men over the age of 40 suffer from some type of erectile dysfunction.
ED.
Guys, don't let Ed creep into your bed. Discover Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Not just a bunch of pills to take, but a natural way to regain stamina and put the spark back in your love life. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. Now at Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. And yes, ladies, we thought of you too. We offer the Honey Pack, a safe, natural way for you to decrease hot flashes and increase your libido. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland. At Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Log on today for special offers and discounts. That's Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy by TK Kirkland.com. Bedroom Therapy.
Made for him, thinking of her.
Make sure you follow TK Kirkland on Instagram at TK_Kirkland. For more information about upcoming events and more, visit www.officialtkkirkland.com.
This episode of the TK Kirkland Show was produced by Chris Thomas, executively produced by Charlemagne the God. This is an official Loudspeakers Network production.